94 WCL. John here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Let me turn this radio down in the background. We're not here for long. We just went down to get some ice, and the wife's going to make some homemade ice cream.
What flavor is the flavor of the month?
But vanilla, just like it always has been. She never did try different things very much, did you, Mom? And Bernice is with me, and this is Tom, of course. But I just love it that way. If you want to add something to it, like a little chocolate syrup, she's got that too.
Well, good boy, we haven't made homemade ice cream in a long time. I think the wife and I decided it's cheaper to go buy ice cream, even if you go buy one of the premium brands, than it is to make your own. But it is very, very good when you make it yourself. So the only problem is it just doesn't last very long in my house.
Yeah, I'd hate to buy this ice cream freezer again. It's a good one. And my gracious, the price has skyrocketed here in the last year or so. But just for me and the wife, it lasts a long time. I don't know if the kids are coming over today or not. I suspect they will, but I haven't said. It's Bernice's birthday today.
Happy birthday to Miss Bernice. Will not ask. I know that's not polite. And they ought to come over if it's their mom's birthday, but a guaranteed way to get them to come is just tell them you're making homemade ice cream. You'll have the whole family there. Very good. So where are you right now? Because you got a little scratchy. I think you live over like around Greer. Is that correct? You're somewhere in Greenville County?
Yes, sir. We're between Lake Robinson, or Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. Just north of Lake Robinson, a little ways in Greer.
I don't know where Lake Robinson is, but I'll look it up on the map when we get to town here. We're heading from northern Pickens County down to Pickens, and we're going to go get us some country food at a little meat and three kind of place called Auntie Ann's. I'm sure Shane knows where it is.
Things at. Well, last place we went was the Little Red One. It's just up not too far from us, and we love the people there, and we love the food there. It's as close to homemade as you can get. It's out on Locust Hill Road, and we just live up, if you went up Wade Hampton, you just turn up north on Highway 101, and you cross Lake Robinson, and we're just north of that a little ways. So we're not too far from the gas station where we get our ice. It's one of them automatic things. And there was two full bags, 25 pounds of ice, sitting there, just melting. I think somebody drove off and forgot to put the ice in after they got it. Never saw that before. We get it in the bulk and put it in a freezer. And it lasts us a long time because the wife puts it in a big plastic container and puts it in the freezer. And then if we have strawberry shortcake or just want some ice cream, we just go over to the freezer in the basement and sit there and watch TV and get it out.
It'd be really, really dangerous for me, Tom, if I had an old, big old tub of homemade ice cream in the freezer, because the freezer is right outside the door to my shack in the lower level. So I'd have a spoon down there in my desk drawer, and then anytime I wanted some ice cream, I just have to walk out the shack door. So very good. I thought you were, you had commented on the ice. I thought you were talking about keeping ice in the freezer. Better to keep ice cream. But we bought
new text message from 39,000.
We bought one of those little countertop ice makers about a year ago. And boy, that little thing will make some ice. I mean, it takes a while, but I'll let it make a batch, and I'll put it in a gallon Ziploc baggie, and I've got 3 or 4 bags of ice in the freezer. Our ice maker in our fridge is not working. The hose, the line that goes to the ice maker, developed a pinhole leak somewhere, and I can't get to the line. I'm gonna have to pull the countertops off the cabinets, and we're getting ready to have some new cabinets or new countertops put in. Gonna do a, I wouldn't say a full kitchen remodel, but pretty good upgrade on the kitchen. So I will rectify the ice maker in the fridge at that time. But that little ice maker that we bought, it does a pretty good job. K4WCL.
Well, it sounds good. That's about the most troublesome thing in a refrigerator is the ice maker. It's dynamic and it moves and things have to happen. They have went to better transducers to sense it now, but they're still high on the list of troublemakers. Anyway, John, we're home. Got to get in there and get this cooler of ice out. And hope you have a nice day and enjoy visiting with you. K4WCL in 0TR, 73 jobs.
Pleasure, Tom. 73, we're in Pickens now. We'll be at the restaurant in about 2 minutes. So, got 1 month, Tom. 1 month left to work, and then we'll be pretty much full-time residents up here. And then I'll learn where Lake Robinson is. K4WCL, 73.